Welcome everybody to the second concert of the December 2024 Experimental Intermedia series, second series without Phil, and second concert, and well, third, because there were two in one yesterday. And we're extremely pleased to bring you Kevin Ramsey and Yuma Wasaka. And also especially nice to have Kevin because this is the third time that Harvest Works and Carol Parkinson are welcoming us, and usually Kevin does all the sound engineering, and today we have him as a composer, so that's wonderful. And so a huge thank you to Harvest Works and to Carol Parkinson and to everybody for being here, and enjoy. Oh, and if ever, and so I think that the composers want to tell us something about their work.
Yeah, I just want to thank Catherine, Carol Parkinson, you know, just for having me play tonight, and Davide. yeah, this was, when I was asked to play, I just, I didn't really think about too much of the answer. I just said yes right away. And I just said I'm honored to be a part of the, I guess, lineage, if you want to have, whatever, what have you. And just want to say Phil was a I didn't know Phil that long, but he impacted my life in a very significant way. And I appreciate him for that. I just want to say that. And I appreciate everybody here.
Oh yeah, I didn't think I was going to speak. Well,
you don't have to.
Well, in fact, I will not.
Very articulate. Turn it off.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
please.
Not today.
Beautiful.
Excellent. Come back tomorrow for the extended 3 hours.
3 hours.
Oh, it gets longer.
School medicine.
Yeah. Any conclusion? We good? No.
Unless you want to say something.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Oh, okay. I'm just
going to
say, like, come back tomorrow to the Emily Harvey Foundation, also on Broadway, almost across the street. We have two more events. We have our flyers. There's on the table in front. And so tomorrow and the day after are screenings. Tomorrow is Nina Sobel. Saturday is Zoe Beloff. And then Monday, another concert here with Jen Grossman, who was just here earlier. And then two more concerts at White Box next week. And yeah, and also you can follow us on our website, www.experimentalintermedia.org. And again, a huge, huge thank you to Harvest Works for hosting us. And
my pleasure.
And to the players and to Davide Capobianco, who's been an amazing technical director. He does the streaming, he does brings the equipment, he does everything.
Thank you.
I know that they don't want to negotiate with them, basically.
Most of it is redundant.
So you're looking
to
for
talk to us. Pardon? Yeah. No, no. We just want to also dropped at this.
Why don't you mail this if I'm here? That's the thing I was just
I know, you know, I kind of just took over the mail list. I'm not even sure that I know how to add.
This is okay.
Oh, really? From the website? Can I just type it in somewhere and get myself on it? Or
I don't think so. I think you have to.
That's crazy. You ought to be like a field of presence.
I think right to info and how, like, eventually maybe we'll figure it out.
Yeah, so.
I just already find miraculous that I can make it work.
Like, I was watching the dance, and there is like a little delay between the video. Yeah. There might be like a setting that says to just wait time for to sing.
No, me neither. I forgot about it. Like, I was cleaning up. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, this is like
worked out today.
Yeah.
This is the program that you're using for
I like, because I wrote some stuff. I like that.
It's
really
nice. Like, it's like, okay, this is a moment to do a little.
Yeah.
Little sonic poem here.
Yeah, we did it.
a little thing in here, like
the way
like
you can do the daxophone thing that is kind of like similar to
delay.
The range of the
net. The audio is not the same.
Yeah, man, appreciate you.
When you use your OBS.
So I arrived late because we have a channel.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's a lot of different things. But the best way to solve that is to give it a little delay. But
there was a moment where this transformed into something. Before to look, yes. I didn't know if it was like translating. Here with the like subfrequencies, but in there, Carol and all was rocking.
Yeah.
So good.
I love this thing. I mean,
yeah.
I think it, you know, it can go as low as like the low end of the piano, but like with
that's
all high partials, it can go like a, you know, pretty much like almost like a grand piano.
Yeah.
You know, range.
Of when you.
Yeah.
Turned off the strings. Can you give it a look?
Which I don't.
Because definitely it's something that
like experience as itself.
Yeah.
And especially with like improv and noise and like
yeah.
To
definitely
really
not in the mood to
all the frequencies it can
to
do
visit
at once.
Afterwards.
But
yeah.
Then I like want to hear it more.
Yeah.
You know?
It kind of. It's like it's almost like the you know like
well,
you have like
yeah,
a modular shift or something like that and be like oh like I can draw out these higher frequencies
which is what I was enjoying most that you were
yeah most of it is just like I'm just circular breathing and supplying the vibration and like you know letting the instrument do its thing you know and you're kind of listening to be like okay maybe it's in the next part of the thing yeah. So much of it's just like supplying the air. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
How many years have you been playing?
This I got 2021.
So,
every year.
Just play this.
Cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
I was inside.
I
can definitely sit on the floor. Like my legs.
Oh,
like
no.
I'll do it, you know?
Cool.
Great set.
Yeah,
thank you. The low frequencies is just like, to me, it's just playing it is like for me, too, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Sitting there playing.
I thought when she turned
my whole body vibrate, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, and however much of that translates to the audience, you know, would be great.